Today is the appearance day of Mother Ganga, and you can rest assured all over India, the devotees come to Mother Ganga to take their bath and to worship her. Mother Ganga is really one of Krishna's very, very dear devotees. She emanates from his lotus feet, and whoever takes a bath in the Ganga, whoever worships Ganga, and whoever even thinks of Mother Ganga will be purified. Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu will tell us a little bit more when the evening is a little bit more progressed about Mother Ganga, but Ganga Mai has appeared here before you with two parrots in case you miss them. And how this is so, you will hear a little later. Today we will hear about a very particular sadhu, a really particular devotee of Krishna, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who was a great devotee of Mother Ganga. And we will just go a little bit through his life and just listen and absorb. But I want to, before I start, just tell my own, let me say, my own relationship to Mother Ganga. I have been many times at the banks of Mother Ganga, and in Gangotri, I had the very, very good fortune to experience something which is very much related to our subject matter. It was Ekadasi, and I sat on the bank of Mother Ganga near a hermitage of a saint, a sadhu. I remember I took the chatter and was binding it from one tree to another tree. It was a long chatter, so that I would sit in the shade of the chatter. And I stayed 6 hours sitting on a rock near Mother Ganga and just chanted. And I remembered during this time a dear friend of mine, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who to this day says that Mother Ganga is his Vartman Pradaksha Guru. That means the Guru who first shows us the way. He said when he was searching for the truth, he came to India and met a Tibetan meditational master who told him that for meditation, nothing else is required than Mother Ganga. And who told him he should sit down the whole day on a rock in Mother Ganga. So he went through Ganga, found a good rock, sat there, and just meditated. He took in the atmosphere, he looked at the water, he saw the elephants coming to the bank, taking their bath. And after some time, he heard the Ganga speak to him. First it was just... Then he heard the sacred syllable, Om. Just being in the Ganga, the sound, and then he heard another song emerging from the Om. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. He heard this. He heard this divine sound. And at that moment, he came into his sacred space. He entered actually through that door in that place of the heart where one is connected with Krishna. And he felt he was initiated at that time. And this, my dear devotees, gives us a deep understanding of how to enter the sacred space. There are always three dimensions of reality. And just like we heard yesterday, most of the people always only live on one level. Let us look at Mother Ganga. The first level of Mother Ganga is H2O. That's water. Someone who says Ganga is water, he is most probably right. This is called the Adi Bhautika level. Bhautika means the elements which our senses can perceive. But if you go deeper and understand more about Ganga, you will understand there is a divine energy flowing, an energy which purifies you. Even ordinary people who go to Ganga Puja in Haridwar, and we will also do that, can feel that energy of purification which absolves us from past karma. This is called the Adhyatmika level of reality, an energy. Now, if you go deeper into the sacred space of the heart, you will see the Adi Devika level, which means a level where you see a divine personality dressed in a white sari, which glitters like silver. And the Ganga will speak to you like she spoke to Radhanath Maharaj, whom she initiated into the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Let us not, if you want to enter the sacred space, you can't be a materialist. You have to become a spiritual person. It's just like with chanting. First, the first level of chanting is called the Adi, what level? Bhautika level, where you see the letters, H-A-R-E, Krishna, like this. The second level is something which you all have already realized. The adhyatmic level, that's an energy, the sound energy, a sound vibration, which enters your heart and moves your consciousness to a different space. You start to enter the sacred space when you enter the second level. And the third level is called Adi Devika level, that is, you see actually the holy name as a, first as a name, then as a form. You begin to think while you chant of Krishna's form, and then his qualities, like how he is so kind to his devotees. And finally, you will see the name, the form, the qualities, and everything moving in attractive pastimes. As we are entering this last evening, it is a cultural evening, but it is an evening which hopes to take you from the ordinary level of perception into a higher level, the spiritual level, the adhyatmic and adhidevic level, where you will be able to experience the energy and the source of the energy. And at that time, you will be, you can experience this in the sacred space of your heart. Okay? This is what we are doing. And all this will be possible by Pundarik Vidyanidhi's grace. Now please hear about Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who's most dear to Krishna. It was one day after dancing in Jagannath Puri, where Lord Chaitanya loudly called out, Pundarik, O Pundarik! Oh, Father! And he wept again and again and again. And again called out, Oh, my Father Pundarik! Oh, Father! When will I see you? Then Lord Chaitanya fainted and lost consciousness. So all devotees who heard this gathered together and asked, who is Pundarik? And I mean, isn't the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jagannath Mishra? Why? He says Pundarik is his father, and we don't know this devotee even. Please tell us the truth. Where was he born? Where does he come from? So the next, after Lord Chaitanya's his ecstasies lasted sometimes for 6 hours, they said, my Lord, you call Pundarik Pundarik. Who is he? The Lord replied, saying, you are all very fortunate, for you desire to hear of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. My dear devotees, do you also want to hear about Pundarik Vidyanidhi?
Yes.
Why? His character, my dear devotees, and activities are supremely wonderful. When you only hear the name Pundarik, the whole world becomes purified. Please let us say, Pundarik.
Pundarik.
He dresses as if he is a materialist. But anyone who sees him gets pure love of Krishna. He was born in Chattigram. He's a great Vaishnav Pandit. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to cry, and he is my real father. All the devotees thought, we must get to know this Pundarik, this enigmatic, in Deutsch, rätselhafte personality. Then Lord Chaitanya continued, Pundarik Vidyanidhi always floats in the ocean of pure devotion to Lord Krishna. His body constantly manifests the ecstatic symptoms of tears, trembling, and hairs standing on end. Afraid that his feet may touch the Ganga River, Pundarik refuses to take his bath in that holy river. Pundarik Vidyanidhi sees the Ganga not as water. He sees her as a divine personality. He doesn't want to touch his feet to this personality. Would you touch your feet to Bhagavad Dharma? No. At night, he goes down to Mother Ganga and looks at her in the moonshine, because he does not want to be there during the day when he sees that all types of people come jumping into the Ganga with their feet, using the Ganga water to... Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, but this is what they do in Bengal and Bangladesh. And brush their teeth and wash their hair. He cannot tolerate this because he sees her as his mother. When he sees ordinary people dealing with Mother Ganga, he feels pain in his heart. Therefore, only at night when the moon shines, he goes down to Mother Ganga and sits at her and just looks at her with tears of love in his eyes. Before worshipping his deity, he drinks some Ganga water to purify himself. He lives in Chattigram, said Lord Chaitanya. But he also has a house here in Navadvip. And here, he will come here very soon. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. This happens in Navadvip, not in Puri. Then I will see him. But I give you one warning. When he comes, don't see him with external eyes. You cannot see a sadhu with your eyes and your material concepts. You have to hear him. I give you this warning. Then Mahaprabhu became silent and cried again, Pundarik, O Pundarik!
Pundarik, O Pundarik!
He alone knew the true nature of his devotee. In this way, by calling Pundarik Vidyanidhi again and again with love in his heart, the Lord pulled him to Navadvip. My dear devotees, it's good if you think of Krishna, but better is if Krishna thinks of you. In the same way, we can say it's good if you think of a sadhu, but it's better if a sadhu thinks of you. Because both when Krishna thinks of you and when the sadhu thinks of you, great blessings come to you. So Lord Chaitanya thought of Pundarik Vidyanidhi and pulled him from far away Bangladesh to Navadvip. And then after some days, Pundarik Vidyanidhi arrived, surrounded by many servants. He had ox carts full of possessions, Brahmana associates, and many disciples. No one in the Vaishnava community could understand who is he. So we also will not be able to understand. Let us sing and purify our mind now so that we will be able to understand Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Hare Krishna. Higher. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My dear devotees, listen now very carefully, because we will now hear how to see on a deeper level. You can only enter your sacred space if you leave the material platform and see things in a spiritual way. You can only see Mother Ganga through the eyes of faith. You can only see a dear devotee when you hear. Your consciousness, in other words, needs to be purified and strengthened. When Pundarik Vidyanidhi arrived in Navadvip, everyone thought, my God, who has come? He looks like a materialist. People started to talk, look at his hair. He had long hair, which was glistening from the oil, the hair oil, haöl, which he put on this. No one of you has today hair oil. Mm-mm-mm. Not even Gaurahari. I'm joking, I'm sorry. There was only Sri Mukunda, the physician, who had met Pundarik years before, for he was also born in Chattigram, same place. And there was Vasudev Datta, who also understood the glories of Pundarik Vidyanidhi's love for Lord Krishna, because he also came from Chattigram. One day this Mukunda Datta came to Gadadha, the best of the renounced devotees who had been celibate from childhood. He said, Gadadha, O Gadadha, yes, Mukunda Datta, do you want to see the real Vaishnava? Where? I bring you to the most exalted Vaishnava. So young Gadadha, who was a dear friend of Mukunda, followed Mukunda. Gadadha became very happy, thinking that today I meet a true devotee, and called out, Krishna!
Krishna!
So they both went to meet Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So when they arrived, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was sitting like an aristocrat on a sofa. Pundarik offered the two a seat. And then Pundarik Vidyanidhi asked Mukunda, you came with someone else. What is his name? In what village does he stay? I see that his body is effulgent with devotion to Lord Krishna. You know, when you see a devotee, usually his eyes, there's a glimmer, and he looks effulgent, because Krishna is always in his heart. Mukunda replied, my young friend's name is Gadadha. From childhood, he was never interested in material things. He is very fortunate. He's the son of Madhav Mishra. I will tell you one thing. Gadadha is very dear to all the Vaishnavas. He only associates with devotees. He always walks on the path of devotional service. When he heard that you were here, he wished to see you. Pundarik became happy and hard, but he also decided to still hide his true nature, because the greatest Vaishnavas will never publicly display their inner treasures. Never. Pundarik Vidyanidhi seemed like a glorious prince. he sat on a royal-looking red chair decorated with brass. Above him, there were three colorful canopies. In Deutsch sagt man, farbenprächtige Baldachine. The chair was covered with the finest of silken cloth and surrounded by graceful cushions on each of the four sides. It was like a sofa, you know, where you would sit down. At his side were five or seven brass pots, both large and small. And there were betel nuts. This is a mild intoxicant, you know, like hashish. You know. Two men were constantly fanning him. Yeah. On his forehead, he wore a tilak which no Vaishnava will wear, sandalwood, and then red dots for decoration, drawn with nicely perfumed kumkum powders. You know, like gopi dots, but smelly. Chewing betel nut. He looked at Gadatta and Mukunda Datta, and he smiled. How can I describe the way in which his hair was decorated, which he sometimes moved back? Anointed with splendid and fragrant Amalaki oil, there was no equal to his hair in the three worlds. By the power of devotional service, he looked as Kamadev, the God of love. You know, Michael Jackson is no comparison. They who did not know Pundarik thought, this is a prince. The most sensual prince is sitting on his sofa. Gadatta, who looked at Pundarik, felt doubts rise in his heart. For Gadatta was saintly and renounced from his very birth. When he first had heard about Pundarik, Gadatta had faith, but now all his faith was gone as Pundarik spat the red beetle in a pot. Understanding what was in Gadatta's heart, Mukunda did something to reveal the truth about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Well, this gets far out. We have to get some my orchestra ready here. With a very sweet voice, he sang a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifying the mercifulness of Krishna. Aho bakiyang stanakalakutam jigam shayapaya yadapya sadvi lebe gatim dad yuchitam tatonyam kangva dayalum sharanam brajema. Look at this demon Putana. She covered her breast with deadly poison and tried to kill baby Krishna by offering her breast for him to suck. Yet Krishna nevertheless granted her the position of nurse, a mother in the spiritual world. Then Mukunda said, the last line, Kangang vadayalam sharanam brajema. How shall one find a more merciful shelter than Krishna? when Pundarik Vidyanidhi heard this verse from the Bhagavatam describing Krishna, the most amazing transformation started to take place. A wonderful stream of joyful tears flowed from his eyes. My dear devotees, it was as if Goddess Ganga herself had descended to that place. Weeping, trembling, perspiring, fainting, calling out, Haribol, Haribol.
Haribol.
Yeah, a little bit more ecstatic. Haribol, Haribol. And hairs standing erect on the body. He said, say it again, say it again. He roared like 20,000 wild lions. No one could hold him still. He fell to the ground. He began kicking his opulent possessions, not sparing anything. Not sparing anything. This splendid brass plate went in one direction, pong, the betel nuts in another, pang, pang, and the water pitchers in another. Then he kicked his opulent chair and it fell to the ground. Listen to this. Overwhelmed with love for Lord Krishna, his two hands began to rip apart his clothing. Yes, that needs to be shown. His well-groomed hair became disheveled. Rolling on the ground, he called out, Krishna, my Lord!
Krishna, my Lord!
Yes, you get the mood. Krishna, my life!
Krishna, my life!
Listen to this, it gets more intense. Kicked by his feet, Pundarik's cloth, his chair, his pitchers, the brass plate, everything went flying in different directions. Nothing remained at the same spot. He wept in agony and screamed, Krishna has come, but I have been cheated. Thus Pundarik fell and violently rolled on the ground. Violently rolled on the ground. Let me see what else. All his servants surrounded him to protect the house. Everything was falling into pieces as he went into ecstasy. Thus, for some moments, Pundarik revealed his ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, and then he fell unconscious in a trance. Not even a single sesame seed's worth of life was present anywhere in his body. He looked as if he was dead. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was plunged in an ocean of indescribable bliss. When Gadadhar saw what had just happened, something happened in him. See, outwardly the signs of ecstasy will look almost like a mental disturbance. And up to 10 years ago, Western medical literature equated the symptoms of ecstasy with the symptoms of schizophrenia. In other words, they are strong cases of mental derangement because they just had not seen ecstasy in the West. But when you see real ecstasy, you become touched in your heart. You don't think, although it is so spectacular, as we heard just now, things flying around, you know, he's trembling, and it says 10 servants tried to hold him, but it was not possible. He was just so ecstatic. But everyone who comes into contact with a truly ecstatic person will also become happy and blissful and ecstatic. You won't think how strange this is. You will not think this way. So Gadadhar saw it and experienced it, and in his heart he began to worry. My God, I have offended a great soul. Happily, he was not happy. He was thinking, I made an apparat. I have actually seen a great soul with material eyes, and I have not understood. Only when his Krishna consciousness became revealed upon hearing how merciful Krishna is, that he even takes care of a demon, then he had seen who he is. So let us chant for a little while, because now it gets most ecstatic. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I have offended a great soul.
Then Gadadhar went to Mukunda and sprinkled his body with tears of love. Mukunda, he said,
you acted like a true friend. You brought me to meet this wonderful devotee, Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
I asked you, is there another devotee like him in this world?
The sight of his devotional activities purifies the three worlds. Only because you were nearby did I escape the great danger of making the greatest offense against the devotee. I saw him dressed like a materialist, and in my heart I thought, he may be a Vaishnav, but he is attached to sense pleasures. But then you showed me the exalted nature of Pundarik Vidyanidhi's bhakti. But I must do something now. I have been offensive to this great soul. I must make his heart merciful to me. After thinking and thinking and thinking, Gadadha came to a conclusion. I have not yet a spiritual master. I'm so long walking on the path of devotional service. I therefore must accept Pundarik Vidyanidhi as my spiritual master. It will be Pundarik Vidyanidhi who will give me my mantra initiation, and he will be the one who teaches me. I have committed an offense, but I will serve him now. And when I serve Pundarik Vidyanidhi, all my offenses will be forgiven. Gadadha revealed his desire to Mukunda. Mukunda praised him and said, "Excellent, excellent, it's a good idea." After 6 hours, Pundarik Vidyanidhi returned to external consciousness. He was now most calm and peaceful. Gadadha, who saw him now with other eyes, developed a stream of tears. Each of his bodily limbs became wet. Seeing this, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who knew everything in his heart, happily embraced him and held him to his heart. Gadadha was overwhelmed. Then Mukunda spoke, "See this Gadadha. He thought in a different way, but now he wishes to accept mantra initiation from you. From his childhood he has been a renounced devotee of Lord Vishnu. Pundarik and Gadadha would be a good match as spiritual master and disciple. This is what I also think in my heart. Please, on this auspicious day, I request you, offer mantra initiation to him." Pundarik Vidyanidhi smiled and said, "I have no doubt that destiny has placed a great jewel before me. After many births, I have become fortunate to find such a good servant. On the coming Shukla Dvadasi, all the signs will be auspicious. Please return here. On that day, your desire will be fulfilled." With happiness in his heart, Gadadha bowed down and counted every second. When will Shukla Dvadasi, the day when all my offenses will be forgiven, arrive, and I will be the servant of this great soul? My dear devotees, this katha has a great, great lesson for all of us. It can teach us that we can't always see with the eyes. We have to learn to see with the heart, which is opened by love, the loving heart. Only the loving heart can really see spiritual things and understand something. Gadadha's heart opened when he saw the ecstasy of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. When will our hearts become touched by the true sadhus who walk over this world and who are here to give us the blessings, but only when we see with spiritual eyes and not any longer with material eyes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, kesena, hare kesena, kesna kesna, hare hare. This ends the katha of this evening and starts the Ganga Puja. We will now, in order to tune a little bit into the Ganga, see. Excuse me. Bhagavad Dhamma will tell us a little bit about the glories of Mother Ganga and what we will see. You can please come here.
Hare Krishna. So thank you very much, Maharaj, for this nectarian lila. I'm very excited to be able to speak a few words of glorification to Mother Ganga. As we heard, Mother Ganga is a great devotee of Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on the banks of Mother Ganga and performed his childhood pastimes there. All his devotees, especially, as we heard, Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Golavecha Sridhar, they were worshipping Mother Ganga very seriously. So, of course, Mother Ganga plays a very great role in India as a purifier of all humanity, all universe. In the 28th verse of the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna speaks that only actually pious living entities, pious people who have performed many pious activities in their past lives and in this life and are freed from all kinds of sinful activities, only such persons can perform devotional service with great determination. So therefore, pious people in India, they always take shelter of Mother Ganga to purify themselves from all sinful activities. If you take a holy bath in the Mother Ganga, you will be purified from all your sinful activities. But actually, Gaudiya Vaishnavas have a different look. they see Mother Ganga as a great devotee, and they glorify her in that way. We know that Mother Ganga appeared in this world to purify the whole universe. In the Srimad Bhagavatam and in other Puranas, there is the story of the appearance of Mother Ganga, which actually is a very long story with many, many interesting details. But I will tell you shortly. I hope you'll have a little patience with me. So there was this very great king, Maharaj Sagara, who has performed many pious activities, but he actually decided to perform a great sacrifice, Ashvamedha Yajna, to please the Supreme Lord. We know that Krishna is also very satisfied when his devotees perform yajnas. So Maharaj Sagara, he decided to perform this Ashvamedha Yajna. For this sacrifice, a very special horse has to be chosen, and brahmanas will purify this horse. And generally, this horse is offered in a sacrifice and given a new body. They don't kill the horse in that way, but they offer the horse in a sacrificial arena, and the horse will get a rejuvenated, a new body. But before that, this horse has to be taken all throughout the whole world with the whole army, and all the kings have to support this performance of this yajna. And whoever does not want to support, there will be a great fight. And this horse was taken by the sons of Maharaj Sagara, 10,000 sons he had. They went all over India, and at one point the horse had disappeared. It just ran away. So they had performed all these difficulties. They conquered all countries and all in all sides, but then the horse was gone. So they searched and searched, and they came and they found the horse. The horse was just grassing in front of the hermitage of the great sage Kapila Muni. So they all came there, and they saw that these sons were very angry. They thought that Kapila Muni had stolen the horse. So they wanted to attack him. And Kapila Muni was in deep meditation, and he felt, oh, there is some disturbance here. He just opened his eyes, and all these 10,000 sons of Maharaj Sagara with their armies, they just all burned to ashes. They all were just gone. So when the news arrived, Maharaj Sagara, he became very sad about this, and he begged forgiveness from the great sage Kapila Muni. And he said, please, my sons died, but that was right, because they have committed a great offense to you. But please forgive them. And Kapila Muni said, well, they have committed a great sin, but their sin has to be washed by the waters of Mother Ganges. So at that time, Mother Ganges was not in this earthly planet. It was in the heavenly planets. It was actually outside of this world. Ganges is coming from the spiritual world. So what to do? How to bring the Ganges from the spiritual world to this earthly planet? So Maharaj Sagara, he prayed and he begged, but Mother Ganges didn't come, because Mother Ganges is a great devotee. She will come if there is bhakti there. When Maharaj Sagara passed away, he couldn't fulfill that desire of washing the sins of his sons. Then his son, Maharaj Dilipa, he took over this task of praying to Mother Ganges for her appearance, so that his ancestors were purified. He used up all his life begging Mother Ganges, but Mother Ganges did not appear. He even has to give up his life. Then his son, Maharaj Bhagirath, he was a very great devotee, and he was also a very great king. So he invested all his energy and all his bhakti and begged Mother Ganges, please appear and purify my dynasty. At one point, Mother Ganges, her heart melted. And she agreed. She said, okay, I will appear to purify your ancestors. But there is one big problem. I'm coming from the spiritual world. And I'm very, very powerful. So if I come and come onto the earthly planets, the whole earthly planet will be washed away from its orbit. There will be no more earthly planet. So some great personality would have to capture that huge power of mine. And Maharaj Bhagirath begged, who can capture your power? And she offered, yes, Lord Shiva. He's the only person who has the power of capturing me. So that's what happened. Maharaj Bhagirath started begging Lord Shiva, who is Ashutosh, who is actually very easily satisfied. But you have to be very humble. So he begged, Lord Shiva, please, if it's possible, that you get this power, the power of Mother Ganges, so that she can flow over the earth without washing away the whole earthly planet. And Lord Shiva, being very merciful Vaishnava, he accepted. He sat in meditation, and Mother Ganges flow over his head, and he got Mother Ganges on his head. If you have seen pictures of Lord Shiva, he's sitting, and there's this Mother Ganges flushing around his body. And one of his names is Gangadhara, the one who is carrying Ganges. So Lord Shiva got the power, and Mother Ganges started to flow down from the whole universe all the way to the earth. On the way, it came to a place of Janu Muni. Janu Muni is a great sage. So Janu Muni was in deep meditation, and suddenly Mother Ganges came and touched him, and his meditation was broken. So he became very angry, and he turned his face, and he opened his mouth, and he drank the whole Ganges. So you can imagine how powerful Janu Muni was. And then there was Maharaj Bhagirath again, begging, O great sage, we have been trying to bring Mother Ganges to the earth, and she has disturbed your meditation. We are very sorry. Actually, you can imagine how important it is for these great sages to focus their meditation, that they are so fixed in Krishna consciousness, they don't want to be disturbed by anything. So he was a little disturbed. Why my meditation is being broken? And it was so serious for him. We understand how meditation is a very serious path to understand, to be Krishna conscious. So it was not like that he could not control his anger. But he wanted to show us how important it is when we meditate on the holy name of Krishna and the greatness and glories of Lord Krishna, how fixed we have to be. So Maharaj Bhagirath begged him, please allow Mother Ganges to flow again and to purify us. So that's what happened. Janu Muni opened his lotus feet. He just opened his nail, and Mother Ganges flow out of his body. Therefore, one other name of Ganges is Janavi, because it's the daughter of Janu Muni. So then, after Janavi flowed over the earth, she could purify the whole dynasty of Maharaj Bhagirath. And therefore, since Maharaj Bhagirath performed all these great penances to bring Ganges onto the earth, another name of Ganges is Bhagirathi. So, when Ganges flow on the earth, all the sins of the earthly planet were purified, and that's why, for example, especially Hindus, they very much consider to go and have a holy bath in the Ganges and purify their sins. But devotees of Krishna, they have other things in mind. I tell you one little leela. Once when Krishna and Balaram were playing in the pastures of Vrindavan, there was one demon called Vatsasura. Vatsa means calf. You know this name of Krishna? Gopal means cowherd boy. Krishna has also another name. When he was very small, he was taking care of calves, not cows. And his name is Vatsapal. So, one time, when they were playing, this Vatsasura, he came in the guise of a Vatsa, in the guise of a calf, and mixed himself among the other calves. And Krishna immediately realized, oh, something is wrong. So then he told very quietly to Balaram, Balaram, you know this demon has come and mixed himself here, and I want to go and pack him and play with him. So that other cowherd boys, they were little boys, so that they don't become disturbed or become fearful. So then Krishna went and packed this Vatsasal, the back legs, and started twirling him around and then throw him on a tree. And this demon, which was actually a huge demon, but he disguised himself in that body, but he left his body. He was delivered in that way. When he was thrown on a tree. And of course, the little boys, they thought, wow, Krishna is just turning this calf. And they were just laughing and playing. They didn't even realize what really happened. But later on, they realized, oh, Krishna just saved us from this great demon. So then, when they realized Krishna just killed a calf, they thought, wow, you killed a calf. This is a great offense. This is a great sin. You cannot kill a cow or calf, no matter in any living entity in that body, you cannot kill it. So therefore Krishna has to go to the Ganges and purify himself from this sin of the killing a calf. And Krishna thought, okay, why not? So in his mind, he meditated on Mother Ganges. And Mother Ganges appeared in his mind and appeared in Vrindavan. Therefore, there is a lake in Vrindavan called Manasi Ganga. Manasa means the mind. Ganga is the Mother Ganga. So Mother Ganga appeared in the mind of Krishna and appeared in Vrindavan Dham. So Gaudiya Vaishnavas and devotees of Krishna, of course, know that the Ganga in Vrindavan and the Ganga which flows in Bengal, they are non-different. And one time Srila Prabhupada said, the Ganga flows from the lotus feet of Krishna and Manasi Ganga comes from the mind of Krishna. There is no difference between the mind and the feet of Krishna. But still, since the Manasi Ganga is the meditation of Krishna, it is even more important for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So all over India, they worship Ganga. We also worship Ganga. I'm very excited. This is the first time I'm taking part in such worship. We have made a little Manasi Ganga here. There's actually really the water of Ganga and Manasi Ganga inside this. So you're not just worshiping some fake. You're really worshiping Mother Ganga and Ganges. We will just now watch a little bit how they worship Ganges today. Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj has made this beautiful film about Mother Ganges. So you will see how they do it. And we also try to do it in our own small way. We will explain later how to do a little puja, a little worship of the Mother Ganges together. And I hope you'll be very much in bliss by this. Hare Krishna.
Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Ganga, Jai Ganga. Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga.
Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Ganga. Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga. Jai Ganga, 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 Jai Ganga. Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga. Oh! Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga. Ganga, Jai Ganga.
Ganga, Jai Ganga.
Please sing louder.
Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga. 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 Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga, Jai Ganga. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All together, raise your arms in the sky. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare. Jaya Radha, Madan Mohan Radha, Madan Mohan Ji Radha. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. O Premanandi Hari Hari Ho Jai Jai Si Radhe
Hare Krishna. Please remain seated for just one more second. So, Hare Krishna. I want to sincerely congratulate you. Here, this was your first full day of the retreat. I know we could go on chanting till midnight and beyond, but I sincerely recommend you that, especially in the beginning of the retreat, you pace yourself properly. Also, in Deutsch ungefähr, dass man sich seine Kräfte vorsichtig und angemessen einteilt. We have now prasadam for you ready. I understand, and then I can imagine it's good to walk a little bit around before you go to bed. Think about the day. This was the first road to the sacred space, the temple of the heart, and I hope for some of you the door opened already a little bit. Review the day. Maybe talk with your partner, with your friend, with your buddy about what you have learned new. And then get ready for another day. Tomorrow is another exciting day. Tomorrow we will dedicate exclusively to the holy name. Also, because there is a Sunday feast, our program looks a little bit different, but the devotees will announce this to you. I think Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu will tell you a little bit how the day looks like, but tomorrow we will enter into a deeper understanding of the holy name. And I really want to emphasize, it will be just like today. The hope is that you know, of course, a lot about the holy name, but you have not yet obtained love of God. At least Anandavaran is still on the way to this. And one reason could be that he is still studying exactly how the path goes. And tomorrow we will give a little bit of the wisdom of the Japa retreats, which are now done. Yeah, you know, that type of knowledge we will do. So my request to you really is, maybe it's because I'm a little bit tired, but that I think you are all tired. But I really think sleep sufficiently. It's important. If you a retreat should be a little bit peaceful for you, a time where you fill up your batteries and a time where you can go deeper. But if you just are too fast and just don't take enough concern of your time, how you spend it, then you will not be able to go through the very last and really get the gift, your personal gift, your personal, hopefully, spiritual, the gift of Krishna, which he keeps for all of us ready. God, this is what I wanted to say. Here's Bhagavad Dharma.
Yeah, I will keep it very short. I want to only mention that tomorrow is the Pandava Nirjal Ekadashi, which is a very auspicious day for chanting and hearing. Srila Prabhupada told us to chant more and hear more on Ekadashi days, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur advises us, if we are inattentive while our chanting, if we surrender on Ekadashi days, it will help us extremely in our attentive chanting, also in the rest of our life. So tomorrow is a very good opportunity. We have a Sunday feast, which means we will have bhajans starting from 1 o'clock in afternoon. So we will have like an hour bhajan, and then there will be a class starting from 2 o'clock. Otherwise, the rest of the day program is similar to today. You can see the exact details on the schedule, which is posted on the door of the temple. One little more announcement. The Kalpa Viksha trees of Goloka Dham are very desirous to receive some Maha Ganga water. So I wanted to ask you if you could please help us to carry out some of these waters to these trees around. Thank you. Is there anything else?